Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
I'm one more time. What we waited for. Highest life music. The Zoe life. Our own is highest life music. The highest life music. Eternal life is the highest life. Hallelujah. Van, are we ready? Are we ready?
Done it for me.
pray. Jehovah Nisi, answer me. Tobechuku, he has done for me. He has taken away the fears. Giving me peace of mind.
Tobechuku,
this song is for those people
that
he came through for.
Tobechuku, he has done it for me.
My God, in my
Emmanuel.
Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Beautiful.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh I will sing of the good.
Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us.
In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ, welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we bless your glorious and your holy name. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We bless your name. Thank you for this life you have given us. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Father, we thank you for our families. We thank you for friends. We thank you, Lord, all that you've done and all that you will continue to do for us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, God, if I had trillions and trillions and millions and quadrillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. So, Lord, throne of grace this morning, oh, God, start off with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And we praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. If it had not been you, Lord, who was on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. And so, Father, we praise you. We thank you. And then give thanks that it is the will of God concerning you, concerning me, concerning us in Christ Jesus. Father, we are forever, forever grateful to you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come to thy throne again, and we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, oh, God, upon each and every one of us. Under the sound of our voice, Lord, be merciful unto us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us, oh, God, for all that we've done that's not pleasing to you, O God. We cry out to you for mercy. O God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces and nephews, O God. Have mercy, O God, your mercies on you every morning. Forgive us, O God. We are truly sorry, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we pray for comfort mercy. We pray, O God, comfort mercy. Mercy on the body of Christ, O God. Have mercy on this in this ministry, O God. Mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, your word says you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father God, when we confess our sins, Lord, we say have mercy. Can we confess, O God, all that we have done, O God, that is not pleasing to you. And we pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will continue to lead us and guide us and convict us of things that we've done that is not right, and so that we can come into repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord, your mercies on you every morning. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Yeah, oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Lord, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, over this service, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Every cell in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in the blood of Jesus. Every organ, every system in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We claim healing in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. Complete deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Restoration in the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Intermission coming closest to Jesus. All through the precious blood of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for your blood. In the name of Jesus, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. In the name of Jesus, on our spouses. In the name of Jesus, on our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on ourselves, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the armor. Hallelujah. We are fitly dressed, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We ask you to pour your fresh horn of oil on each and every one of us this morning. The horn of oil, pour it upon those that are here in the name of Jesus and those that will listen at another time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, pour your horn of oil upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us get a fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, Master Day. Oh, God, fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thirst for you. Oh, God, we need you. We need you every second. We need you every moment and hour. You are our lifeline. We have no one to go to but you, Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. We call on your name. We say, Jesus, we need you. We need you, Jesus. We need you every second. We need you every minute and every hour. Jesus, we need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We cannot make it without you. We need you, Jesus. Help us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call upon your name. Hallelujah. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for protecting us. Oh, for even as we pray, we thank you right now. You sit at the right hand of the Father, according to Hebrews 7:25, interceding for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we go throughout this day, as we come into prayer time, perfect every prayer that we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, send your holy angels, Oria Masaderiako, to war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, and do your bidding in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, you are a wall of fire around us, and you are the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you are the glory and the lifter of our hands in the name of Jesus. Bless the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Bless our homes. Bless our going out and coming in. Oh, God. Bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand rest upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. You are our reward, O God. In the name of Jesus. You are our shield. Yet, you are our strong tower. So, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Father, release your breath upon us this morning. In this atmosphere, release your breath in the morning glory prayer service. Release your breath upon each and every one of us, O God. Give us CPR, O God. Divine CPR that comes from you, Almighty God. Breathe, release your breath in each and every one of us. Release your breath, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your God, weeping Mary, endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. So, Father, we thank you for your unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all that you continuously do for us. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. And so, Father, we say, strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. And Father, we bless your name for each and every one here this morning. Bless their families. In the name of Jesus, you know each and every one by name and nature. Bless their going in. Bless their coming in. Bless the work of their hands. In the name of Jesus, help them, O God, to make the right choices. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless you. We bless you, O God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Pour your grace and glory upon each and every one of us this morning. Oh God, your greater grace, your abundant grace. In the name of Jesus. Lord, your grace, we need your grace to empower us to do all that Almighty God has called us to do. Father, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Turn your Bibles, my brothers and sisters. There's a word for us this morning. Turn your Bibles to Exodus 33. I'm going to read from the first verse so you can get a concept of what is happening. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, I surrender to you this morning. Let it not be me, but the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We bless your name, O God. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Hallelujah. Fresh manna from heaven. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Then the Lord said to Moses, leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt. Go up to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go with you because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way. When the people heard these distressing words, they began to mourn, and no one put on any ornaments. For the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go with you, even for a moment, I might destroy you. Now take off your ornaments, and I will decide what to do with you. So the Israelites stripped off their ornaments at Mount Horeb. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp, some distance away, calling it the tent of the meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord will go to the tent of the meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people stood rose and stood at the entrances of their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went into the tent, pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they stood and worshiped each at the entrance toward their tent. Hallelujah. The Lord will speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to the tent, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said, as from here, how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and your people unless you go with us? What else would distinguish me and your people and from all the people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased you. And I know you by name. That Moses said, now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. And I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. And I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no one can see me and live. Then the Lord said, there is a place near where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cliff in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. Hallelujah. We bless the name. Many times we show me your glory. The glory of the Lord is present in this place. We hear it and we say it. Hallelujah. But there are times where we just don't speak words because we hear someone else speak or pray like that. We need to actually take time to read and to study. Hallelujah. The word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to have of what the Lord is revealing to us, through us, to ourselves. Because many times God will speak to me, not just to you, but to me, above me, above myself. Hallelujah. Many times the word will come to the leader first before it comes to anybody else. So we cannot think as leaders that God is separating. No, no, the word comes, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus to us also. I always say to others, we are just a faucet that the Lord is using to release the water upon us, upon his people. And so the Lord will be able, he turns the faucet. He knows how much each and every one of us needs as individuals in the name of Jesus, for our churches, for our ministries, for our families. Hallelujah. So we are only vessels. Get that straight. We are only vessels being used to bring glory and honor to the name of the Lord. I want you to look at a few points in this Exodus 33. As you can see, when we started from verse 1 to 6, see that the Lord is very upset with the children of Israel. And he's ready to, he doesn't want to even go with them. He's going to send his angels. Because you see, God is true to his word. Hallelujah. And then he tells them to take off their ornaments. So God is angry, but I want to show you some points further down that the Lord spoke to my heart as we were going through this. We look at verse 12. And Moses said to the Lord, you've been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. if you are pleased with me, teach me your ways. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. What am I saying, my sisters and brothers? This is a prayer that is very good. Many times we do not want to get to know God on an intimate level. We love all the fancy and fair, but we do not want to get to know him. Because when we do not know him, how will we be able to actually fulfill what he wants us to fulfill? We got to know him. So you say, oh, I got favor. Someone said, if you please with me, teach me your ways. Lord, if you please with me, in your ways, teach me your ways. I want to know you more so that I may know you. And then the third, he said, and continue to find favor with you. Because if Moses did not say, teach me your ways so I may know you, and continue, then Moses will not have that continuous favor with God. Because if you do not know him on an intimate way, how will you continue to find favor? Do you know what he likes? Do you know what he don't like? Have you spent time in his presence? If you know him, and you get to know him, he tells you what to do. You know his voice. You follow after his voice. When you know him, you come into a closeness with him. You read the word of God. He shows you things when you know him. For yourself, not for somebody else, not for your brothers, not for your sisters, but get to know him. If you are pleased with me, Lord, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Lord, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Many times we get these droplets. God comes, he does marvelous things, and then different times we go through some periods of stagnation, and then sometimes you ask me, God, what is going on? I do. What is going on? What is happening in your private times? And of course, God sometimes will show you, and then times you're going through a process. Hallelujah. And today God does these things as to different people for different reasons. We are as individuals. And maybe it could be because of sin, whatever it is, but you want to have a continuous favor with God. So you want to continue to grow in him, growing in him, getting to know him. And then after Moses say that prayer, what did God say in 14? My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. God is answering the prayer in 13. Please with me, teach me your way. And then the Lord said, my presence will go with you. So when the presence of the Lord is with you, you have that peace even during the storms. But you have that peace, that inner peace, that rest, because you know that he's right there with you. You see, we like this hallelujah. Then Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. How will anyone know you are pleased with us and your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? What else is the presence? When you give that presence, the presence of the Lord is with you, then you know that the Lord is, he's pleased with you. And others can see the presence of the Lord on your life, your favor, continuous favor, your doors are opening with you. People, that the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness, the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. When his presence go with you, the enemy runs from you. Because when he sees the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is the Lord himself. Apostle, what do you talk? If I'm in this house, my presence is here. I'm here. So he is right there. And Moses warned, look, Lord, I don't even want you to send angels. I want you. I just want you. There's a song that says, I just want you. And this is what, Lord, I want you to go with me. I want you to go. I will feel better when you go. You know, when our kids were younger or when they're younger, they said, I want my mommy to come or my daddy, because there's something where your father or your mother are with you. You feel that security and you feel that nobody can touch you. I'm talking about your earthly parents. So how much more the Almighty God, the CEO of the universe, the creator, the Alpha and Omega. And guess what? You call him Abba, Father, your Father. Your Father goes with you. Hallelujah. This is what the body of Christ needs. This is what we personally, we need the presence of the Lord with us 24/7. Hallelujah. And to have that presence, if you are pleased with me, doing God's will and allowing him teach you his ways, understanding him, getting to know him intimately, and to have that continuous favor, his presence will go with you, go with us. He will give us rest. But, you know, and what I like when he answered Moses, this is the last one, I will stop right here. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you. And I know you by name. Please, this is what I would want the Lord to say. I will do this thing, this very thing you asked me, my daughter. I will do this very thing you asked me because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this morning for this word. Lord, we thank you for the understanding and the revelation and understanding. Father God, that we will do what is pleasing to Almighty God. Spending time getting to know Him more and more. Having an intimate relationship with Him. Lord, because we need the presence of the Lord. We need You, Almighty God. And so, Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, that You will do all that we've asked You to do. Lord, teach us Your ways. Teach us Your ways so that we may know You. Teach me Your ways so that I may know You. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. It's not a one-day thing. It's a lifetime thing. You have to know Him more and more each day. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For Thine is Thy kingdom, Thy power, and Thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a glorious and a safe weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.